Wa Valley 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Today was the 23rd straight day that temperatures have peaked at or above 110 degrees in Phoenix. Locals say the heat is turning their homes into air fryers. KPHO-TV's Emma Lockhart from Arizona.
Phoenix fire paramedic and engineer Crispin Chavira says this summer has been unrelenting. Most of their patients in this heat, the elderly and homeless.
So someone calls in because they see somebody like just at the bus stop that hasn't moved and 118 degree days that we've been having, that's not normal.
Some calls are a matter of life and death.
Weather is also an issue if you're taking a flight this summer. CBS's Christina Ruffini's in Washington.
The FAA says weather and the volume of flights were actually the biggest drivers of delays in the last year, and that it's working to hire more air traffic controllers, as well as launching new online videos that explain to passengers in real time what's happening in the sky.
We're watching this very closely, and we're hoping to get around it.
But flight disruptions aren't the only challenge for travelers. A massive backlog of passport applications has potential international passengers waiting up to 13 weeks for documents.
To Memphis, where five people were shot, including a child. It happened in the Parkway Village area, and one person was killed. WREG-TV's Ashley Paul is on the scene.
We can confirm that one man who was brought here to Methodist University Hospital has died. The entire road was blocked off as investigators worked to piece together what happened. Police tell us in addition to the one man who died, two women were brought to St. Francis Hospital in critical condition.
Actor Jamie Foxx says he went to hell and back, but is now recovering. Correspondent Adriana Diaz.
Oscar and Grammy winner Jamie Foxx said on social media that he's recovering from the medical condition that sent him to the hospital in April. He didn't disclose the illness.
So I didn't want you to see me with tubes running out of me and trying to figure out if I was going to make it through.
The 55-year-old star of Ray and Django Unchained thanked his fans for their love and support.
Overseas now, where Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he needs to undergo a procedure to get a pacemaker. He says a week ago a monitoring device was implanted, and that showed that he needed a pacemaker. Well, his words come as tens of thousands of people marched on the main highway into Jerusalem after a multi-day march from Tel Aviv protesting Netanyahu's proposed judicial overhaul. He says the measure would curb what he calls the excessive power of unelected judges. Critics say it would destroy the system of checks and balances. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Every business seeks an advantage.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars